I see. What is high sticking?
High sticking happen when the guy take the stick, you know, and he go like that. You know, you don't do that.
You don't do that?
Oh, no, never, never.
Why not?
Against the rules. You know, you're stupid when you do that. Just some English pig with no brain
Dennis,
at all, you know.
What is slashing?
Slashing is like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And there's a penalty for that?
Yeah. And for a trip also, you know,
oh.
Like that, and mm-hmm. for hook, like this, and for spear, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
All bad.
Bad.
You do that, you go to the box, you know, 2 minutes by yourself, and you feel shame, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then you get free.
Oh, Jesus, the goddamn airport! What, do you got shit in your ears? Come on!
All right, now, easy. He may be a guest in our country. Friend. Kennedy. Here, look. Kennedy Airport. Look. Yeah. He's got it.
Oh, great. And why don't you take us straight to Sing Sing?
Did you catch him?
No. But I found the car.
We dumped the car?
Yeah. So he ran off the road. Roll it a couple of times and hit a tree. I don't think he could get it started again.
He totaled my car?
And my feet.
He live?
God, I hope not.
Walked away with just some cuts. Found him in the middle of the highway. And his hands and knees throwing up. Isn't it great to make new friends?
I give up. Look, anybody got a better fair plan, go
there
ahead and do
it. There were eight of us there, so that simply means eight shares. Three for us. Two for you.
Ah, this is hopeless. We're going to get no place if we're going to continue listening to this old bag.
Hey, what are you trying to do, lady? You're trying to split us up so it becomes every man for himself?
And every woman for himself?
One more funny remark from you, Buster.
Well, let's get out of here.
Oh, please, please, don't argue anymore. You hurt everybody's...
Look, we figured it 17 different ways. And every time we figured it, it was no good. Because no matter how we figured it, somebody don't like the way we figured it. So now... There's only one way to figure it, and that is every man, including the old bag, for himself.
So good luck, and may the best man win.
Right. Except you, lady. May you just drop dead.
You would think they ain't got nothing better to do, but you know what? It only happens once a week. I think they can continue to help you out. It is once again time for the auditory horror that is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Awesome casting semi-live from Studio D Chevalier. It is all of your favorite dumbasses back again for your enjoyment. And here's the host of the show from sonofcheese.com, your big, fluffy, podcasty teddy bear. It's Derek Knight with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Tune in next week for a much better episode. For now, though, courage.
It is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com joins us, giving me that blank stare that tells me everything's going to be just fine.
It's not blank. You just don't know how to read it.
Got it. It's in a different language.
That's right.
Heather Knight from Matted Spam.
Hello.
Ray Louie binary. Once again.
Hello.
What was that?
I said binary.
Oh, I was like... That was like a ventriloquist act. That was weird. Hi, Ray.
Hello.
And Jason Ozan from RedRumRadio.com.
Howdy.
Again, we're going to do something that I'm sure you're way qualified for, and it's a music show, and it's songs... Not songs that we hate, but songs about hate. Kind of dichotomy of the love song show. Songs about being out of love or being in hate. Is there? Can you be in love and then be in hate? I mean, can you like actively hate somebody?
In heat.
Same letters, different order.
Right.
That's something. But yeah, so we've chosen all of our favorite songs about not being in love, and we're going to share them with you tonight on the big show.
Word.
Indeed, word to your mother.
See, and I took it as songs either anti-love or just general hate.
Yeah, that's pretty much
count.
You nailed the theme.
Yay.
Look at you. So I'm sure that you're going to totally bring it. But before we get started, looks like we have a phone call coming in for Jason.
Uh-oh, no.
Better?
Hi.
Jason?
Hi.
I just want to warn you.
Okay.
Okay, on the Love Song Show, you didn't dedicate either of the songs to me. I don't want any of these songs to be about me.
Okay.
Am I clear?
Very clear.
You're not going to be coming home to anybody if any of these songs are about me.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Did you buy me new songs?
Did I what?
Did you buy my new songs?
They're still in the tree.
Yeah, okay, right. I'm going to go dedicate some hate songs to you then. Okay? Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Need to remember to push the bypass button if I'm going to come back as myself. I was going to let somebody else start on this show, but I figure I'm just going to get the cherry-picking hate song out of the way. I'm going to get the obvious one done and out of the way before we get the show too in-depth and all that stuff that I just can't seem to find the words for right now. But it is the obvious choice. It's a hate song episode. And, you know, this song in particular I've loved for a long time. And I've loved it so much that I've wanted to hate somebody so much that I could dedicate it to them. Sadly, and oddly enough, I mean, given my level of hatred for a lot of things, I have never hated anybody so much that I wanted this song to be about them. But here's Ugly Kid Joe.
Yeah.
Ugly Kid Joe from the As Ugly As They Want to Be album. It was their debut album, I believe. Jason,
it was.
Yeah, I'm sure Jason was going to give me the confirmation or not so confirmation on that. But it was, that was a senior in high school, I think, that came out.
Yeah.
And I loved that song so much. And I've just kind of spent my life waiting to hate somebody enough to fully, in good conscience, dedicate that song to them. And I still haven't hated somebody that bad.
I'm kind of surprised.
I know, right? Especially knowing me. Mm-hmm. Have you ever hated anybody enough to want that song to be about them?
Yep.
Can you name a name?
Yeah.
Good.
Vic.
Who?
Vic, my old boss.
Oh, okay.
That's where a lot of my hate songs came from.
Is it nice?
Songs I listen to on the way to work.
You've got the inspiration built in. How about you, Colin? You ever? Do you remember that song? You were probably off in the Air Force when that came out.
Yeah.
About 91, I think, was that album debuted. What do you think of the song?
Well, I mean, I've heard it before.
Sure. Yeah,
it was okay.
You love it. You love it with every fiber of your being. You would marry it if you could.
Marrying sister.
That's right. Ray.
It was a nice song.
Yeah. Nice. Got a nice, nice. Got a nice message.
Yes.
How about you, Jason?
No, he listens to death metal, so, you know.
I feel it.
Yeah. Yeah. So have you ever hated anybody enough for that to be about them?
Yeah. Yeah, but
can you name a name?
I'm not going to name drop.
Why are they on your Facebook now?
I had to think about that. That's sad.
Isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's too bad. I mean, I've come close. I really have come close, but you know, I don't know. I'm a forgive and forget kind of guy sometimes. I know. It seems weird, right?
Oh my God.
Well, that's kind of the reason why I don't want to name drop is because I maybe used to hate some of these people, but now it's like, okay.
Right.
Time has healed
all wounds. Yeah. And now you're like, I wonder what they're doing now.
Yeah.
I hope they're at a dead end job and hate their life. I really hope, but probably not.
So how are you doing these days?
That's right. Do you hate your life at all?
Really? That's you're a short order cook at a Denny's? Song. That's too bad.
That's right. Oh, you just lost your job again? Oh, what a shame. So, Colin.
Yes.
I'm not going to go to you. Jason.
What?
You got some hate songs.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You want to plug in your little phone thing?
Sure.
Yeah, you can.
It'll probably work.
Oh, well, his we already tested, remember?
It's Ray's still a little quieter than your player, but, you know.
Yeah.
Could fix that in post.
That's right. We'll pump those levels up.
I got to pick a different one since he picked that
one. Well, you don't have to. I mean, somebody's got to play it, and you might as well be you because I don't have it in my library.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Stereo.
No, I don't.
All right, well, since I got it already queued up there, I think. Yeah, okay, so.
Any inspiration for this, or is it just a great little song?
It's a great little song, and you know, I've heard the backstory behind it. Supposedly, actually, this song is about a dog. Yeah, I think that's a great cover story. but it's Guns N' Roses. It's called Used to Love Her, but Had to Kill Her. So, here it is.
Yeah.
Nice little song with a Latin feel. It's the Guns N' Roses there with, well, used to love her, but had to kill her.
Had to kill her.
Any inspiration for that at all that you want to admit?
Like, personally, no.
Burying a hooker in the desert, anything like that?
Nothing? Maybe.
Okay, just checking. I mean, you lived in Texas for a while. A lot of holes in Texas need filling, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Just checking there. Ray!
Oh, great little ditty.
Yeah.
You know, no comment on the other parts.
Okay. Heather?
Oh, I love that song.
Oh, I love that one. That's one of my favorites.
No, it is. I like Guns N' Roses, you know.
Yeah.
That's all I used to listen to. So.
That's, well, that and Heart. Ugh. Jesus
what
Christ.
A mess. Heart and Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, oh, my God. Berlin. Berlin.
Berlin, yeah.
All the crap you used to listen to.
Still listen to it.
Colin?
It's good.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, Ray. What you got for us?
Love Stinks. It used to be by Jake Isles.
Well, of course, I believe that this version, and I could say that, but I'm pretty sure that this is the version that was sung classically by Adam Sandler in the movie The Wedding Singer. So, any inspiration for you for this song, or is it just one you'd like?
Just one of the first hate songs I ever heard.
Yeah, well, that's true. I guess, you know, more people sing about love than they sing about hate, but the two do go hand in hand because one leads to the other. Here you go, Love Stinks. It's Ray Louie's choice.
Scott are newlyweds. Whoopity-doo! He loves her, but she loves this guy right here. And he loves somebody else. You just can't win. And so it goes until the day you die. This thing they call love is gonna make you cry. I hate you. I've had the blues, the reds and the pinks. One thing's for sure.
Love stinks?
Love stinks! Yeah, yeah!
Love stinks!
Love stinks! Yeah, yeah!
Love stinks?
Love stinks! Yeah, yeah!
And it just ends abruptly, you know, that's just how it is. But, yeah, there you go. Nice choice, Ray. The full version, of course, done by the Jay Giles Band. Giles Band. Not a bad band. Peter Wolf, what was it, the lead singer of the Jay Giles Band, right?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. DJ on Long Island. So, I guess that's what his claim to fame is.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. He was a disc jockey.
Okay.
Yeah. The singing disc jockey. One of them. So, Heather.
Yes.
What did you think of that song?
It's fine.
Love it. Colin.
It's fine. Yeah.
Jason.
Great.
You're supposed to say it's fine.
It's fine.
It's just fine.
It's just fine.
So you, Heather, again, went overboard choosing numbers wise.
Well, like I said, it was way easier to find songs about hate.
True. And you, for one, are full of the hate.
I know.
It leaks out of your pores.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stains the sheets.
Yep.
So how much hate do you have in you today?
Enough.
Just enough.
Enough.
Just an acceptable level.
At least two songs worth.
Yeah, at least.
Three. I told him he had to play at least some of the
we'll
third
see.
One.
All right, well, let's go with at least just your first choice.
Okay, so my first choice is by an unlikely source, Neil Patrick Harris.
Okay.
What?
But it's from Dr. Horrible Sing Along Blog.
Jesus
it's brand
Christ.
New day.
I knew you would eventually be able to weasel this crap in
yeah.
here.
It's a good song.
This is a great song. This is his, there's a little pocket of love in the middle, but it's surrounded by hatred, and it's probably one of the greatest songs ever.
Well, with that buildup, I guess we'll just play Brand New Day by Neil Patrick Harris.
Disappeared as a moral dilemma, cause at first it was weird, though I swore to eliminate the worst of the plague that devoured humanity. It's true, I was vague on the how, so how can it be that you have shown me the light? It's a brand new day, and the sun is high. All the birds are singing that you're gonna die. How I hesitated, now I wonder why. It's a brand new day. All the times that you beat me unconscious, I forgive. All the crimes incomplete, listen, honestly, I'll live. Mr. Cool, Mr. Right, Mr. Know-it-all is through. Now the future's so bright, and I owe it all to you. Show me the light. It's a brand new me. I got no remorse. Now the water's rising.
horizon, but I know the course. I'm gonna shock the world, gonna show that horse it's a brand new day.
And Penny will see the evil me, not a joke, not a dork, not a failure. And she may cry, but her tears will dry when I hand her the keys to a shiny new Australia. It's a brand new day, yeah, the sun is high, all the angels sing because you're gonna die. Go ahead and laugh, yeah, I'm a funny guy. Tell everyone goodbye. It's a brand new day.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
You know... He's singing about...
Right, I know. I've seen it. You've shown me that piece of crap before.
Killing Doc? Killing Captain Hammer?
Killing Captain Hammer.
Yeah.
Captain Hammer?
Captain Hammer.
Captain Hammer. Yeah.
Yeah.
What these is the hammer
not,
again?
These are not the hammer.
These are not the hammer. The hammer is my penis. Penis.
Right. Yeah. Are you familiar at all with that?
No.
Yeah. You look like the deer in the headlights like, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, it's this little Joss Whedon project that...
During the writer's strike.
They think that is just this... Most awesome
it's
thing
awesome.
Ever.
And, all the actors did it for free. It's like Nathan Fillion, Felicia Day, and Neil Patrick Harris. They did it for free, and it's really cool.
Well, where do you see this?
It's on DVD right now, and it's also online.
I think you can still see it through YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah, so what'd you think of the song there? Kind of catchy.
It's pretty funny, yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
I like intricate lyrics.
Die. Yeah, well, yeah. Not anything that says you're going to die is kind of fun.
Which is a good
the
thing.
The angels sing because you're going to die. That's what... Yeah.
Ray?
I love it.
Not bad.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, you love it, I know.
Love it.
You?
Yeah,
you
of
love,
course
it.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's all I get from it, huh?
Yeah, that's what you'll get. You just have to be happy
See,
with
it.
See,
he doesn't like Neil Patrick Harris, so
he's
really colors his opinions of things.
You know, Doogie Howser's creepy, man. What can I say?
He's funny.
Yeah.
I like Doogie. I don't like his new show or his current show.
Thing with
How I Met Your
the
Mother.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You ever watch that? Don't watch much TV, do you?
Yeah. Not a lot.
No, I don't either. I watch good TV, but just I don't know
of
if that's any good.
I'm sorry.
Not going to do it.
Because you live in a vacuum.
I do. And you're sitting in it. So you brought along some songs. Why don't you hit us up? What's the first one you're going to play?
Well, the first one, we may as well keep in the theme of death.
Yeah.
So.
Ooh, and I love this song.
I know you do. This is I Hope You Die by the Bloodhound Gang.
You must die. I alone am best. We'll be right back.
And who doesn't love the Bloodhound Gang? Hope you die. And yeah. Just a clever little lyric, yeah. Lyrically song.
I like it. It tells a story, and it's also good for rush hour driving.
Yeah, it is, actually. Yeah. I just like the, is, yeah. Love it. Love it. What do you think?
I love it.
Yeah.
Bloodhound Gang, man.
It rocks.
Yeah. Heather?
I like the guitar riff in the middle.
Yeah, that's really cool. And, of course, we know you like it.
Yes.
Because it was one of your choices. I'm going to break kind of the string like I did last time so I could finish. Hell with finishing, you know? Maybe I'll make you finish today.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Wait, what? I don't know. But being that this is the hate song edition, I recently came across this song, and it's by a guy named John R. Butler. And he has the song, a couple different songs, kind of an acoustic, mostly humor. He's the song called Hand of the Almighty, which I love a lot. Song called Vampires, which I find to be hilarious. This, though, is a wonderful, out-of-love, hate-filled song called College Try. And it's playing now. Give it your best college try, John R. Butler. Who hasn't lived that at some point in their life, right?
If so.
Just like, oh, fuck. That didn't work out really well. What'd you think of that?
Awesome.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Good song.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay.
Good chip, fuck me. I like it.
I love that part. Yeah, I knew you'd appreciate that. Okay, Jason, you had come up with, I mean, you're good at picking the same stuff as Ray. It's like you guys are like on the same wavelength.
I don't think we got the same one here.
As he plugs in his...
old MP3 player here.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sparing everybody because the original version of this song is like a 7-minute epic.
Nice.
So I'm not going to play that one. This is kind of a shortened version. It's a remix done by Clown from Slipknot. But I'm presenting to you now because I've never in my life heard a song that is more full of anger, hate, and rage than this one. It's rather disturbing if you ever read the lyrics to this one. But it's Coheed and Cambria's Welcome Home, remixed by Clown from Slipknot. It'll play here.
It will play.
And eventually.
It will totally play.
Here we go. Check it out.
Just kind of ended.
That was my fault. Oh, I hit a wrong damn button. Pretty much the end anyway.
Yeah, well, a sweet little song. Very touching, very heartfelt.
Oh, yeah, isn't it?
Like that whole get you in the ground type of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't like that. Didn't like that chick after a while.
Oh, no.
I like that. If you
he
really
was pretty upset.
Him, that seemed like going to cut himself. Probably pretty emo. What'd you think, Ray?
Very good. I like that.
Heather.
I loved it.
It was really good. I loved it. I want that song.
I do. It was really awesome.
Colin.
I actually liked it, too. Yeah.
It was really neat. The orchestration and everything. It was really, I liked it a lot. And yeah, so full of hate. Love that part.
It's angry.
And Ray, man, you picked, what is this next song that you have picked? This
Captain is Benatar.
So totally 80s right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah. That's the one thing I can think of.
Yeah. And is this really that? Well, I guess it could be. It qualifies.
Yeah.
You like Pat Benatar pretty well, then?
I used to.
Yeah. All right.
We are young.
The video for this song is so horrifyingly cheesy, but it is just so pure 80s. Pat Benatar, Love is a Battlefield on the Hate Songs edition of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. That was a choice of Ray Louis, who just has this thing for Pat Benatar, apparently.
Yes,
crushing on Pat Benatar, as it were. What'd you think, Jason?
Pat Benatar's pretty sexy.
Is she? All right.
All right.
Have you seen her lately?
No.
I didn't have it either.
I'm betting.
She's actually aged pretty well.
I'm betting she hasn't.
No, she has, actually.
I'm not believing
very
you.
Very well.
She has aged well, yes.
I saw her about 3 years ago.
Really? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Just saying. Heather, what'd you think?
Oh, I like that song.
As a choice.
As a choice? Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Colin.
It's a good choice.
Yeah. And before we go on, I want to thank you for a little tip because during the song, everybody was on their various pod or phone, and it was just kind of sad. But Colin sent me this the other day, and it's been unfortunately all-consuming to me. It's been taking up a lot of my time, and perhaps you'll know exactly what it is when you hear it. That's so right. It is Karate Champ. On the iPhone.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Karate Champ, the original stand-up, and it uses the touch. It's got the two joysticks. So you have to use the touch on the joysticks. It's just all it is Karate Champ. It's the exact port of the game into the iPhone. I've been playing the shit out of it because there's nothing. You know, the saddest thing is how that game was out initially, what, like 85, 84 maybe it came out?
That's about right.
I still remember every single move, every single joystick combination. I don't even have to think about it. I know exactly what I want to do, and my fingers will still
and
do it.
And that battery's going to drain. And
oh, it drains quick now because all I'm just, Karate Champ. Fucking Karate Champ, man.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing better than Karate Champ. I had an opportunity years ago to buy an actual stand-up for $200, and at the time, I didn't have $200. Well, I got $200 in my couch cushions now, and of course, can I find that guy that has that Karate Champ game? No. So it's just, you know, missed opportunities.
Well, you got it for a buck.
Yeah, exactly. So now I have it for a buck and I can take it anywhere I go. It fits in my pocket now, huh, sons of bitches. So, Hate Songs Edition, you came up with a bunch, so you're going to have to go through some honorable mentions and then come up with your final playable song.
Okay. Yes. Does that mean you're not going to play the one? You need to play just a little bit of my second honorable mention.
Okay. We'll go with the others first.
All right. So my honorable mentions were Hey Clown by Firewater, Smile by Lily Allen, Fuck You by Lily Allen, Get the Fuck Out by Skid Row, If You Hadn't But You Did by Christian Chenoweth, Fake It by Seether, and Vent by Collective Soul.
Okay.
All right. Now,
first runner-up.
My first runner-up. Pregnant Women Are Smug by Garfunkel and Oates. It's just, you'll enjoy this.
Okay. Holding you to that.
Okay.
Pregnant women are smug. Everyone knows it, nobody says it, because they're pregnant. Effing son of a gun. You think you're so deep now, you give me the creeps now that you're pregnant. I can't count all the ways how you speak in cliches now.
So, do you want a boy or a girl?
Oh, it doesn't matter as long as it's healthy.
Really? Because I don't feel like those two things are related. It's not like one or the other.
No, as long as it's healthy.
I can't wait to hear someone say, don't care if it's brain dead, don't care if it's limbless, if it has a penis. Pregnant women are smug. Everyone knows it, nobody says it, because they're pregnant. This end world you're enjoying makes you really annoying.
So, is it a boy or a girl?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling.
What are you going to name it?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling.
Who's the father?
Oh, we know, but we're not
we're not telling.
Bitch, I don't really care. I was being polite now, since you have no life now that you're pregnant. You say you're walking on air. You think that you're glowing, but you had been hoeing, and now you're pregnant. You're just giving birth now. Mother Earth now.
Yeah, I've got a lot going on. I got my degree, I moved, I wrote a novel, I got married.
Gosh, everything just seems so trivial now that I'm pregnant.
Well, I also helped end gang violence in Mexico.
You know, I can't even really remember what I did before I was pregnant. Everything just seems so meaningless.
Pregnant women are smug. Everyone knows it, nobody says it, because they're pregnant. Effing son of a gun. You think you're so deep now, you give me the creeps now. Now that you're pregnant.
But you're right about one thing. I did love it.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's absolutely
You should
awesome.
Hear the rest of the album. It's really good.
Yeah, yeah, I want more of that. Give me, give to Daddy
and,
all of it.
It's Garfunkel and Oates. It's just a little girl goofy band.
Obviously two girls.
Yeah, two comedians actually that have hooked up. One of them was on Scrubs.
Oh, okay.
Well, not as a main character, but
sure. Like an extra.
Yeah.
Like a patient.
No, she married
girlfriend
the lawyer.
Of the,
okay, fine.
The lawyer.
Jason, what'd you think?
That was awesome.
Yeah, I thought so too. Right?
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, you love it.
He found it for me.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. He is the finder of lost things.
He is, yeah.
Maybe that should be a feature. I should bring like one song each pod.
You should.
That we...
Yeah. Little obscure things that we'll love.
Yeah, or hate, you know. Okay, it's hard to tell with you.
Well, okay, what's the one that was supposed to be played in lieu of that?
I Can't Decide by the Scissor Sisters. This was the song. It's got a cold intro, so I can't talk over it.
All right.
But this was the song that I would
listen
to.
You could.
But it would ruin
but you're
it.
A total pro.
Yeah, exactly.
And Jordan sings this. She
oh, yeah,
gosh,
she knows every word to the song, which is...
Any inspiration for it, or it just happened to be a song that you like?
It happened to be released the exact same time that Vic took over at Atmel. And so it's like my anthem for him, just like, I hope you die.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. So
here we go.
The Scissor Sisters, I Can't Decide.
It's not easy having yourself a good time. Sing up those bets and betters, watching out, they don't want to let them fucking kiss you both at the same time. Smells like something I've forgotten, curled up tight and now it's rotten. I'm not a gangster tonight, don't want to be a bad guy. I'm just a loner, baby, and now you've gotten in my way. I can't decide whether you should live or die.
What a catchy, evil little song.
Isn't it great?
I do enjoy it. The Scissor Sisters off the album Ta-Da. I Can't Decide. I like it. What did you think?
Oh, it was fun.
Yeah, correct.
Fun song.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, of course you love it. Because you love everything she loves.
Well, but actually, Trevor's the one that found that
really?
Album for us. Yeah.
No, that's their second one. He found the first one.
Oh,
so he turned
on
you on to it, but you've continued to perpetuate
it. It was deliciously evil.
It was.
I could bury you alive.
I would bury you alive, but you'd probably crawl out with a knife.
And kill me while I'm sleeping.
That's exactly how evil you are. So we're going to wrap things up today with Colin on the Hate Songs edition of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. You brought more than a couple.
I did.
Which is okay.
But,
so you might
toss
out your honorable mentions before we play the final song.
All right. The honorable mention is Sad Cowboy Song by the Red Elvises.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. I knew Ray would be interested, and I knew you wouldn't, so that's okay.
Okay.
And so we're actually going to go with Slipknot, People Equals Shit by Richard Cheese, sung by Richard Cheese.
Sure. Everybody loves Richard Cheese.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here. Too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand I can't feel anything. It isn't like I wanna sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on. Me now, so fuck it. Blood on my face and my hands, I don't know why. I'm not afraid to cry, but that is none of your business. Overdo it, don't tell me you blew it. Stop your bitching and fight your way through it. I'm not like you, I just fuck up. Come on, motherfucker, everybody has to die. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit.
What you gotta do?
People equal shit.
I'm not afraid of you.
People equal shit.
Everything you'll ever be.
People equal shit.